Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. Fraser Downs has just raised the ante on its different forms of gaming. They're adding a poker room to their facility, and that raises all kinds of questions as to how this will help or hinder harness racing at the Cloverdale BC track, or will it do anything at all? We'll talk to Howard Blank, Vice President of Great Canadian Gaming, for the straight goods on this edition of Trot Radio. Howard Blank is Vice President of Great Canadian Gaming, which recently announced they'll be adding a poker room to their Fraser Downs facility. Howard, welcome.
Hi, good to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Your casino at Fraser is a full-blown casino, correct? Tables, including poker?
And we haven't had poker. We're adding that amenity on March 2nd. What we've done is we've allocated space where the original casino was located, and we've purposely framed it for a brand-new poker room with a minimum of 12 tables. So it will be licensed. It will have its own cage area and, of course, also food and beverage service. So we're quite excited about being able to offer this amenity to what is a very much growing sport in terms of gaming and enthusiasm across North America.
Well, you know, it's true. And I think, and I have my own theory on this, and being the eternal optimist about harness racing, I think it bodes well ultimately for harness racing, because what I'm seeing is a trend to the more traditional forms of sport, gaming, less high tech, I think. Maybe it's a reflection on society just getting fed up of being dot-commed to death. I don't know.
The way I would put it that I think is important, if we can bring more people on our property, and they may not have any inkling of wanting to look at or see harness racing or thoroughbred racing for that matter, as we have both tracks, and we can bring them in, and they can experience it when they're taking a break or walking through the facility. I think we've done a good service there, and we've won them over. The product itself is exciting, and we just have to be able to give people options, and that's what they want, and more options means they'll stay longer.
Well, that's what they're doing over at Red Shores and PEI, if I'm not mistaken, and I know it's worked well for them. Now, aside from being a revenue opportunity for Great Canadian, what, if any, impact will this have on harness racing? Is there going to be an agreement where the horsemen get a cut of this or anything like that?
Our agreements with the horsemen are put through the government of British Columbia, and there are things in place there already. This is just adding a new amenity to our existing casino operation. This is not adding a new casino or doing something like that.
Okay. You mentioned that this is a positive in terms of bringing people in to expose them to harness racing. Have you had any criticism? Have you had those who have said this is just another way of diverting attention away from the racing?
I have not heard any criticism yet. People obviously have opinions, and I think that's a good thing. But with regards to this, I think the positives are going to far outweigh the negatives. Anybody in a business can see if you, like I said, can bring in more people to your facility, that's a positive no matter what you're doing, whether you're baking cakes, having jugglers, whatever works to bring in more people is important. These people are people who wager smartly. Poker is a game of skill and luck. And there is no house advantage. Well, if you think about horse racing, the same thing. It is skill. There's a bit of luck involved, obviously, because you're dealing with equine. But, you know, a skilled better wager in racing is going to far outperform a novice. And a skilled poker player, the same thing. So obviously there's some hopefully good crossover there between the two.
Well, you just hit on something that I think is very important, and all the other racetrack execs I've talked to, those who have poker rooms, will tell you that their profile of a horse player is not a whole lot different from a poker player. Both games are cerebral forms of gaming. And with that in mind, let me ask you, you're going to have a sports theme there. There'll be all these flat screen TVs showing sports. Will there be racing on some of those screens, and will the players be able to wager from the poker room?
There's wagering kiosks everywhere. So if you're asking about from the poker room, obviously that's not an issue there. There's the self-service kiosks, or there's people there that would be able to assist them. So I don't think that's a problem in any way. However, when you are sitting down at the table, you tend to want to be involved in the table. But yes, with the screens on, of course, you can see the live racing and that. And I think that's good, because so many people sit out hands and they have nothing to do while the game plays on around them. And if they have a few small wagers on some horse racing, it adds a little bit of excitement every, 30 minutes or so. So I think that's a opportunity to capture and get people excited in, like I said, cross-promoting both sports.
Will you be having, for example, a wireless mutual seller that might be there available to just to take
I couldn't speak to exactly what's happening yet because the property is still being built at the moment and being refit, I should say. The room was built, but it's being refit for everything. But anything that makes sense, obviously, our executive team is going to look at and try and maximize upon options. Again, we know the most important thing is giving people as many choices as they can and making it easy for them to enjoy all aspects of the property. So if these are things that will make it easier for the customer and give their quality quotient up, we're going to look at it.
Now, when is the opening day scheduled for?
March 2nd.
Okay. I got to say this, and I'm saying it with all due respect, Howard, even though it might be a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but, in listening to the enthusiasm you have for helping to promote harness racing, at least in this conversation, I'm almost tempted to say, who are you and what have you done with Great Canadian Gaming? Only because of the history with the horse people in BC. Is this the same company that only wanted, for example, a very limited amount of harness racing dates?
We're committed to the product, but you have to understand that there's only so many people that are coming to enjoy the product. And if you dilute that product too much, let's say you have one person who comes once a week, and we're offering that product 5 days a week, let's say, for instance, that person is still only coming one day a week. What are we doing with the other 5 days a week? I think people need to understand that if we're asking for reduced racing, it's not because we don't want to see profits or we don't want to see revenues. It's because we're over offering a product and the supply and demand that goes down to a point where we lose consistently. This is something that thank goodness we have a racing committee that involves us and other members. Both on the backstretch and also in government, etc., to look at ways to see how harness racing will be able to succeed in the future. It is an industry that has seen rapid declines year over year. It is far more popular in eastern Canada than it is in the western provinces. But with that said, we bought these properties to make a go of it, and we are committed. I think quite often we get an unfair shake because people think we're just some giant corporation that doesn't care. I can tell you I've been with it for 28 years, and one of the number one mandates is ensuring that we are good corporate citizens in the community we serve. Do we do everything perfectly? No, not at all. But we try and do things as best we can, and I think our track record speaks for itself.
Well, I wanted to give you a chance to air that side of your story. And we've brought stories from the horse people's point of view, and in fairness, we wanted to give you a chance to elaborate on that. March 2nd, the new poker room. We'll look forward to seeing how that all unfolds for you. Howard Blank, Vice President, Great Canadian Gaming, thanks so much for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. And by the way, if you or any of your listeners have ideas that you think can improve our product, we really would appreciate it. They can send them through you or to greatcanadiancasinos.com. And I'll personally get them off to our horse racing team because some of the best ideas come from those guests who enjoy the product.
And I'll do the same. nborg@rcr.net. How's that?
Wonderful. I appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.